The following is the first Marine Aircraft Wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Major Billy D. O'Neill, 065-425 USMC, pilot and executive officer attached to VMF AW-235, MAG-11, Da Nang Air Base, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474 USMC. This interview takes place at Da Nang Air Base, Republic of Vietnam on 9 March 1968. The subject of this interview is a TPQ and close air support mission occurring on 4 March 1968. This interview is unclassified.
This is Major O'Neill. I was a flight leader of Combat 29 on 4 March 1968. Wingham was Lieutenant Delaurier. We had been fragged for a CAS hop in the Dong Ha area, scheduled to take off at 0810, time on target 0830. We went out and manned our aircraft, free-flighted them, and we were airborne at 0800. We're to contact Plutocrat 1 for a handoff to Carousel 1-4. Upon checking in with Joyride and being cleared to Plutocrat 1 frequency, we were informed by Plutocrat 1 that the weather in the target area precluded our close air support mission. Therefore, we were diverted to Vice Squad for a handoff to Plutocrat Bravo for a TPQ. We climbed to the assigned altitude and completed our mission with Plutocrat Bravo just north of Dong Ha in the edge of the DMZ. I had requested from Vice Squad that they check to see if we could get a possible secondary at the completion of our TPQ. Upon the completion of the TPQ, I returned to Vice Squad and checked in with them and was informed that they had a possible secondary, and I was to contact Carstairs 1 on Rust for a handoff to Big 03. We were to rendezvous west of 94 at 8 miles. We switched over to the Big 03 frequency and monitored. At that time, he was working another flight of aircraft. My flight being the third flight of aircraft, our fixed wings he had had on station that morning. The target description was a mortar and rocket position. Was informed by Big 03 that Red Beach had been receiving incoming, both rockets and mortars, for about 20 minutes prior to our arrival. He also informed me upon checking in, and the other flight had departed the area at this time, and upon checking in, Big 03 also informed us that it was taking intense small arms fire and automatic weapons up to 50 caliber. The weather at the time was a ragged, broken layer, and up to 3,500 feet in places and down lower in other places. It was ragged bottoms. The visibility approaching the area was about 5 miles in haze, but reduced considerably in the actual target area because of haze and smoke. We proceeded to the rendezvous point, and Big 03 had to literally talk us in on a target because of the poor visibility. The terrain was such that run-ins were restricted to one heading of 310 degrees with high hills on both sides of the run-in heading. We made three runs per aircraft, firing or expending 15 Delta 7s and 600 rounds of 20 millimeter. On all three runs, we were taking intense small arms, automatic weapons fire up to and including 50 caliber. And Big 03 gave us 100% over 100%. And on the third, on the second rocket run, we did get a pretty good secondary explosion and silenced the mortar and rocket position. At this time, we were approaching Bingo Fuel and checked out with Big 03. Departed the area, rendezvoused, and checked each other's aircraft over for possible hits due to the intense fire during the runs.
Tactics used by the enemy noted in this particular strike, working in a valley area, are very gently sloping hills down the valley. Generally, you get your automatic weapons fire, they move higher up than the mortar or rocket location and normally try to get a crossfire from both sides of the valley and higher up the slopes of the valley.